I told you this was coming. I have been telling you guys for years now, there is a strong possibility that ESPN, or at least ESPN as we know it today, will be extinct by 2030. I have been telling you guys Stephen A. Smith is laying the foundation for his eventual departure from the network. All of this has been speculation on my part, but it's informed speculation. When I see the Titanic hit the iceberg, I know it's only a matter of time before the ship sinks. Over the last couple of years, the Butt Bongo Band, they have been playing the sad songs as wanker spankers who collect woke welfare from Woke U Bristol have been running around looking for one of their inflatable butt bongo partners to use as a flotation device. The Bongo Band, they will not be playing for much longer. They will be unemployed before the ship officially sinks. Yesterday afternoon, the New York Post published a report detailing another round of layoffs at ESPN. There was a lot of shock on social media yesterday afternoon when this news was announced. If you have been following this channel for a while, there was absolutely no reason for you to be surprised. When Disney announced several months ago they were separating themselves from ESPN and allowing ESPN to function as their own entity, we knew the layoffs were coming. In a video last month, I said ESPN's cash flow margins are projected to be in the single digits by the end of this year. When executives, when they see projections that are that grim, it does not take the skills of Miss Cleo to predict upcoming layoffs. According to the New York Post, Disney, they will be eliminating the woke welfare of 7,000 birthing persons by April or May. Now, how many of these birthing persons are collecting woke welfare from Woke U Bristol? I don't know. It's unknown at this time. But looking at recent history, I would imagine anywhere from 500 to possibly 1,000 people will be fired by ESPN in the coming months. Prior to 2015, ESPN had never been forced to lay off employees. 2015, they terminated 300 people, mostly people working behind the scenes. 2017, 250. 2020, during the peak of Fauci spreading his lizard love across America, another 300 were fired and 200 positions that were unfilled were eliminated. Now, who were the biggest victims in these layoffs? Middle-aged white dudes. As you guys know, for the better part of a decade, ESPN has been dedicated to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Unless, of course, it's time for layoffs. When it's time to let people go, there is no diversity about it. If you're white, you're on the next flight out of Bristol. Instead of ESPN using those opportunities to get rid of shit fucks that provide no value, people like Bomani Jones, Mina Kimes, the entire panel on Around the Horn, they fire people like Trent Dilfer, who, unlike Mina Kimes, Trent Dilfer actually qualified to analyze the NFL. Instead of fighting to keep someone like Skip Bayless, who has actually proven he is capable of drawing an audience, ESPN extends the contracts of the Jones family, Bomani and Mark Jones, two unconfirmed men who have proven to be completely useless, two dudes who serve no purpose outside of providing carbon dioxide to the potted ficus. Hell, Bomani Jones, he's not even allowed on ESPN's airwaves anymore. They are essentially paying him to stay off my TV, and I appreciate it. There is no other way to say it. ESPN is in trouble. And if you think the situation will improve after these layoffs, you are sadly mistaken. Right now, ESPN has 74 million cable and satellite subscribers, paying $10 every month to access to their family of embarrassing failures. Before one ad spot is sold, ESPN is receiving $740 million every month. That's a lot of money, right? I mean, not really. One of the headwinds ESPN has experienced over the last few years is the skyrocketing price of on-air talent. Now, this started to happen after Tony Romo received his massive contract from CBS, a contract that I think CBS is now regretting. Guys like Troy Aikman, Joe Buck, commanding over $30 million per year combined between them. Guys like Woj and Adam Schefter making $10 million apiece. Now, you can make the case. You can make the case that Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, that was a good investment. Without those two, it's doubtful that the NFL grants ESPN the rights to broadcast two Super Bowls over the next 10 years. They probably don't allow them to flex Monday Night Football games starting with this upcoming season. Without Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, ESPN is left with the worst nationally televised game each week in the NFL for Monday Night Football. But the problem is, when you bring in two guys on bloated contracts, two dudes that the woke wiener grillers at ESPN consider to be outsiders, everyone else at the network, they feel like they are entitled to that same level of pay. Adrian Wojnarowski and Adam Schefter, they are not worth $10 million a year. What value do they provide? Adam Schefter, he's like a highly paid teenaged girl who spends all his time on his cell phone. They're considered insiders in the NFL and NBA. 10 years ago, guys like this were valuable. Today, in a world where information is available to damn near everyone, in a world where teams and general managers, they don't need sports media to spread whatever narrative they want to spread. Woj and Schefter, they're pretty much useless. In terms of ratings, who watches ESPN to watch Woj and Adam Schefter? No one. Name one show where they are the primary driver of ratings. Mina Kimes, her contract is expiring. She is expected to command major money. More than likely, ESPN will acquiesce to her demands. Question is, why? Mina Kimes is no different than you and I. She's a fan. The only difference, she has been given the title of fake NFL analyst. I can go to Football Reference right now and have access to all the useless data that Mina Kimes uses and come up with the same meaningless bullshit that she comes up with and probably be more entertaining while doing so. Her Twitter bio automatically disqualifies her from being an NFL analyst. When you tell me wins and losses are not a measurable quarterback stat, you are not qualified for the job. Over the last few years, ESPN has been overpaying for on-air personalities who don't drive ratings. Which leads me to Stephen A. Smith. Now, do I think he will be included in this round of layoffs? Absolutely not. This network is in desperate need of star power, and Stephen A. is the only star at the network. Matter of fact, I would be surprised if ESPN lays off anyone who checks woke boxes. Or, as they like to call it, belongs to a marginalized group. Kendrick Perkins, probably safe. Molly Karam, someone who could be replaced by an English-speaking baboon who only accepts bananas as a form of payment. When it comes to ratings and value, Molly Karam provides neither. She's replaceable. But she's a minority woman, so she's untouchable. Jalen Rose, obviously untouchable. They're not going to fire the lead pastor at Woke United Methodist. I expect guys like Chris Fowler, J.J. Redick, Max Kellerman. Those are the types of people I expect ESPN to lay off. They won't receive any backlash from firing white dudes. They can just send out a press release saying their white privilege finally expired. But ESPN hanging on to Stephen A. Smith has absolutely nothing to do with race. You don't lay off the only employee you have that is capable of driving ratings and media headlines. But here's the problem. Does Stephen A. Smith want to stay at ESPN? If I remember correctly, his current contract expires. It's either at the end of this year or the end of next year. Either way, negotiations, they're going to be starting sooner rather than later. Make no mistake about it. Stephen A. Smith is going to demand major, major money. I'm talking about double the $12 million that he's currently making. Is he worth it? You tell me if he's worth it. On average, First Take brings in anywhere between 400,000 and 600,000 viewers. He's also a regular on that god-awful NBA pregame show, which doesn't attract flies to a fresh turd. Inside the NBA on TNT routinely doubles or triples the audience of ESPN's pregame show for the NBA. And with good reason. Inside the NBA is actually entertaining. The only thing entertaining about the NBA pregame on ESPN is when it finally ends and the game is about to start. Stephen A. makes appearances on SportsCenter. He has a show on ESPN Plus, which never generates anything newsworthy. It's meaningless. Stephen A. Smith is the hardest working man at ESPN, but commitment and hard work don't always equal value. Now, I'm not saying Stephen A. is not valuable. He's the most valued employee at the network, but does he provide $24 million worth of value? Hell, do these ratings provide $12 million worth of value? Now, you got to remember, the NBA is coming up for renewal. I am telling you right now, ESPN loses the NBA, it is over. The NBA is the only thing keeping this network afloat. The league gives ESPN content 12 months every year. Now, Adam Silver's wanting $75 billion for the next contract, which I would assume spans 10 years. Can ESPN afford $3.5 to $7.5 billion every year to keep the NBA? I don't know. I don't think so. These layoffs, they are not going to free up that kind of money. They've already lost the Big Ten to CBS. They lost NFL Sunday Ticket to YouTube. ESPN has a family of networks that is 100% reliant on live sports programming. Where are they going to get it from? Stephen A. Smith has already laid the foundation for his escape from ESPN. His podcast is hosted by Odyssey. It has no ties to the network. Why? Why would he choose to launch an independent platform without the backing of the biggest engine in sports media? ESPN has their own podcasting platform. It's filled with huge embarrassing failures like Bomani Jones. Does Stephen A. think he is too good to share a platform with the Bobo? I mean, that answer is obvious. He recently started a YouTube channel, and believe me when I tell you, Stephen A. Smith can make more money on YouTube than he is making at ESPN. I promise you, it is not only possible, it's likely to happen. Stephen A. Smith has reached a point where ESPN needs him more than he needs ESPN. Anytime an employee reaches that point, it's only a matter of time before he is gone. Now, no one is privy to the financials at ESPN. They've always been included with Disney's financials, and the report listing ESPN as a separate entity not going to be released until November. So we can only speculate at this point, but obviously the financials are not good. Disney does not make the decision to separate themselves from ESPN if the network is a cash cow. Again, speculating here. But I think these layoffs are only the beginning. I think what comes next is the closing of networks. Seriously, what is the purpose of ESPN News? How many of you guys watch ESPNU? Both networks have lost over 20 million subscribers in the last 10 years. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow, but I do think it's coming. Disney CEO Bob Iger, he said recently that ESPN is going direct to consumer. Now, reading between the lines here, I think that means they are dedicated to streaming. Whether or not that plan works, I don't know. If streaming were so viable for ESPN, they would have already moved everything to ESPN Plus. But like I said, this is only the beginning. The future of ESPN is hanging in the balance, and I think the upcoming negotiations with the NBA, I think that determines the outcome. If they lose the NBA, what is ESPN left with? Monday Night Football, the SEC, the college football playoff? That's it! Well, KC, what about the WNBA and women's college basketball? Yeah. Those really drive the ratings. That's like saying, what about Around the Horn and all those other talk shows on ESPN that no one is watching? Major League Baseball, the NHL, that's not going to save this network. Those leagues are bonuses. They're filler content. You rely on Major League Baseball to fill time slots in the summer when nothing else is going on. ESPN produces very, very little original programming. They are heavily reliant on live sports. And if they lose the NBA, it is over. You can bury them in the woke cemetery right next to Brian Stelter and a shirtless Chris Cuomo. Hey, it's me, Chrissy C. Come rest in peace with me. But give me your thoughts. ESPN expected to have a massive layoff in the next 2 months. Which on-air personalities will have their woke welfare expire? Can ESPN survive without the NBA? Not the WNBA. Can they survive without the NBA? Also, does Stephen A. Smith have a future with the network? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.